Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Betrayal: Bond Breaking Free of Exploitive Relationships by Patrick Carnes, PhD, is a psychology and recovery-focused guide to understanding why people can feel powerfully attached to relationships and systems that harm them. Carnes describes these attachments as betrayal bonds, sometimes discussed more broadly as trauma bonds, formed in contexts where trust or power is exploited. Rather than treating exploitation as a simple matter of poor choices, the book examines how intense emotional stakes, dependency, fear, and intermittent care or relief can cement loyalty to an unsafe person, group, or situation, drawing on Carnes' background in addiction and recovery work. The book connects these bonds to patterns such as denial, compulsive attachment, and repeated involvement in damaging dynamics. It also surveys a wide range of settings in which betrayal bonds can occur, from family and intimate relationships to workplaces and institutions. The overall purpose is twofold: help readers recognize the structure of an exploitive bond and provide a recovery-oriented pathway for breaking it and rebuilding a safer, more grounded sense of self and connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining betrayal bonds and the anatomy of exploitation. A central contribution of the book is its clear framing of betrayal bonds as attachments formed under exploitation of trust or power. Carnes emphasizes that these are not ordinary relational conflicts. They arise when the relationship or situation is so intense or important that the cost of seeing reality feels unbearable. In that pressure cooker, the victim may adapt in ways that preserve connection to the very source of harm. The exploiter can be a partner, family member, authority figure, organization, or system, and the exploitative pattern may include manipulation, coercion, secrecy, intimidation, or role reversal. The bond is strengthened when the exploiter mixes harm with moments of attention, remorse, or apparent care, creating confusion and hope that the relationship will finally become safe. This dynamic helps explain why leaving is not simply a matter of willpower and why outsiders' advice to just walk away often fails. By naming the pattern, Carnes gives readers a way to separate the fact of attachment from the question of whether the relationship is trustworthy, which is often the first step toward reclaiming clarity and agency. Secondly, why bonds become so powerful: emotional conditioning and survival responses. Carnes explores why betrayal bonds can feel compulsive and why people may return to exploitative situations even after serious consequences. A key theme is that the bond is reinforced through cycles of threat and relief when safety is unpredictable. Any small reduction in fear or conflict can register as intense comfort, and the person may learn to work harder for stability that never fully arrives over time. The victim may become highly attuned to the exploiter moods and demands, prioritizing survival strategies such as appeasing, minimizing, or dissociating over asserting needs. The book also connects these patterns to broader recovery language familiar in addiction and trauma work, including denial, compartmentalization, and preoccupation with the relationship. The result is a powerful internal loop. Intense distress creates urgent longing for closeness, and closeness temporarily dampens distress, even when the relationship remains dangerous. By describing the bond as a conditioned and adaptive response rather than a personal defect, Carnes reduces shame and opens the door to more effective change strategies, such as building external support and practicing new boundaries when the nervous system expects punishment for them. Thirdly, who is most vulnerable: early betrayal, unresolved grief, and repetition of familiar dynamics. Another important topic is susceptibility. Carnes argues that people are often pulled into betrayal bonds not because they want harm, but because earlier experiences taught them that love, approval, or belonging comes with pain, secrecy, or role confusion. When early caregivers or formative institutions betray trust, the person may grow up with a distorted map of what attachment looks like, and intensity can be mistaken for intimacy. The book highlights how unresolved grief and unanswered questions about past betrayal can keep a person searching for closure in the present, sometimes by trying to fix an unfixable relationship. This can create a pattern of repetition, where the person is drawn to familiar emotional climates even when those climates are unsafe. Carnes' approach encourages readers and clinicians to look beneath the surface of a current exploitative bond and ask what earlier losses, loyalties, or identity beliefs are being activated. The value of this lens is practical. When vulnerability factors are understood, recovery can focus not only on leaving or confronting the exploiter, but also on healing the old wound that keeps the bond feeling necessary. Fourthly, where betrayal bonds appear: from intimate relationships to institutions and high-stakes settings. Carnes broadens the conversation by showing that betrayal bonds are not limited to romantic partnerships. He discusses multiple environments in which exploitation can occur and become psychologically binding, including divorce and ongoing conflict, family systems affected by abuse, incest and child abuse, domestic violence, workplace and professional exploitation, litigation dynamics, and forms of religious or institutional abuse. This wide scope matters because many readers do not initially label their experience as abuse if it does not fit a single stereotype. A person may feel trapped by a boss, a community, or a process that controls resources, reputation, or identity. High-stakes settings can intensify attachment because the victim may feel isolated, discredited, or dependent, and because leaving may threaten housing, employment, family access, or social belonging. By mapping betrayal bonding across contexts, the book helps readers recognize the common structure, an imbalance of power, a violation of trust, and a pattern that keeps the victim investing more while receiving less safety. This perspective also supports professionals, who may encounter betrayal bonding in many client presentations that are not obviously about relationships. Lastly, Breaking Free: Recognition, Boundary Work, Grief, and a Recovery-Oriented Path Forward. The book is ultimately oriented toward recovery, offering frameworks for identifying an exploitive bond and taking steps to disrupt it. Carnes emphasizes the importance of moving out of denial and confusion into accurate naming of what has happened. That clarity supports boundary work, which includes recognizing manipulative patterns, limiting access to harm, and building structures of accountability and support. A major component of freedom is grief, grieving the losses created by betrayal and the hoped-for version of the relationship that never existed consistently. Without grief, the person may keep negotiating with the fantasy that the exploiter will finally become safe. Carnes also positions healing as a process rather than a single decision, often benefiting from therapy, recovery communities, and structured support that counters isolation. The practical aim is not only separation from the exploitive dynamic, but restoration of self-trust, realistic discernment, and the capacity for safer attachment. While the subject matter can be emotionally intense, the recovery focus keeps the book grounded in the question readers most need answered: how to reclaim choice and rebuild a life not organized around managing someone else's power. In conclusion, The Betrayal Bond is best suited for readers who suspect they are trapped in an exploitive relationship or system and cannot fully explain why leaving, detaching, or staying away feels so difficult. It is also highly relevant for therapists, counselors, and recovery professionals working with trauma, compulsive relationships, addiction-related dynamics, and the aftermath of abuse. To practical benefit is a vocabulary and conceptual map that turns a confusing experience into an identifiable pattern: exploitation of trust or power, cycles of harm and relief, and an attachment that functions like a chain rather than a choice. That map can reduce shame and support concrete next steps such as seeking safe support, setting boundaries, and tolerating the grief that often accompanies letting go. Intellectually, the book stands out for treating betrayal bonding as a cross-context phenomenon, not a niche issue restricted to one type of relationship. Compared with many popular books on toxic relationships that focus mainly on warning signs, Carnes places heavier emphasis on why the bond forms and persists, which aligns well with clinical work and long-term recovery. The result is a challenging but clarifying resource for understanding how exploitation captures attachment and how healing can restore self-trust and relational freedom. If you would like to support Patrick Carnes HD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.